The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Irish Times invited both Insurance Ireland and the Bar Council to address whether a consumer should use the courts in preference to the IRB settlement mechanism for injury compensation. We heard from transport commentator Conor Faulkner yesterday, who he advocates for the IRB. In fact, he's a board member of the Injuries Resolution Board. And today we're joined by Sean Geeran, Senior Counsel Chair of the Council of the Bar of Ireland. Sean, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat, and thank you very much for having me.
Now, we heard Conor going at it yesterday saying why you should go to the board instead of going to court. You would advocate there are circumstances when court is best.
Yes, it's certainly not a question of discouraging anyone from availing of the Injuries Resolution Board. The real issue for us is that over the past 20 years, there's been a sustained campaign to discourage people from availing of the advice of independent expert lawyers. And we think that's very ill-advised. Whether any particular person should take an award that has been recommended by the Injuries Resolution Board or should go to court is a matter for them to decide with the best of advice that's available to them. And the insurance industry over the past couple of decades has been trying to discourage people from availing of that independent legal advice. And they've done that on the pretext that by taking legal costs out of the system and in particular by pushing down personal injuries awards, that savings can be made which will be returned to consumers in the form of reduced premiums. One of the key points that we were trying to get across in the article in the Irish Times during the week and that I'd repeat for your listeners this morning is that the central bank reports on the insurance industry have made clear now that substantial savings have been made in the insurance industry as a result of these reforms, but they have not been returned to consumers and businesses in the form of reduced premiums. Instead, they've been pocketed by the insurance industry in the form of bonanza profits.
Now, the point might be made that they make profits, but they have to publish those profits. And they are subject to scrutiny by the central bank and indeed by the consumer who will say, hang on, lads, you're making a fortune. Why aren't you passing it on to us? And competition is supposed to be the life of trade. And there are competing people for your business.
Well, all of the competing insurance industry insurance companies are making these bonanza profits in the Irish insurance market.
Why are they not going at each other, I wonder, you know, to try and get your business?
Well, they've got a very cozy arrangement at present. What the figures show, and these details are taken from central bank reports, this isn't a lobbying effort by the Bar Council or anyone else. What the figures show is that, say, in motor insurance, the profits have gone from 0.8% on insurance underwriting to 15% over that period of time between about 2010 and today. So over roughly 15 years. Now, it's important to understand, of course, that insurance companies don't need to make a lot of money on insurance underwriting because they invest your premiums and make investment profit as well. But what they've managed to do over the past 15 to 20 years is by ill-advisedly convincing people that they could or should do without the very best of independent expert legal advice, they have managed to make extraordinary and unprecedented profits, and they've pocketed them for themselves.
Your point is that they're not passing on, proportionately speaking, the money they're making to the consumer, rather they're passing it on to their shareholders.
Yeah, well, listening to representatives of the insurance industry over the last several decades is a little bit like reading one of those emails that tell you there are vast amounts of money in an African bank account which will be released to you if you'll just send a small amount of money. And if you're foolish enough to send the first €1,000, they'll ask for more and they'll keep asking for more and you never get anything. And the insurance industry has been trying to convince the Irish people over the last several decades that if they'll just agree to a reduction in awards, if they'll just agree not to get the benefit of legal, independent expert legal advice, if they'll just agree to pay for that out of their own pocket, one thing after another, the premiums will come down. And the Irish people have given and given and given, and they've got nothing back.
Mm. Now, the government would probably say, look, there probably is a case for, and I mean, that's why they set it up, the IRB, because we want to speed things up. We want people to get their satisfaction quicker. And the courts are, as we know, a bit slower than the IRB. So if you're going to end up with the same money, and this is the contention made yesterday, if you're going to end up with the same money, why not go the quick way?
Well, that, when it's stated in those terms, obviously sounds like a very good argument. But the real question is, do you end up with the same money? The Injuries Resolution Board is probably very good for relatively small, simple and low-value claims.
I pointed out yesterday, by the way, that sometimes the insurers settle immediately anyway. Do you know?
Well, actually, one of the interesting features in the data that the Central Bank has released, the Central Bank refer to different channels of resolution of claims, and the Injuries Resolution Board is one of those. And then litigation is another one.
Yeah.
And obviously, litigation that goes all the way to court is different from litigation that produces a settlement. One of the really striking figures buried in the detail of the Central Bank reports is that the average time to settlement of cases where litigation has been commenced is not much different from the average time to resolution in court. And what that shows us is that, in fact, the insurance companies are perfectly happy to delay, to obfuscate and to play out these cases for as long as possible to avoid having to make a payment.
You mean in the IRB process?
No, I mean in litigation. Yeah. In litigation.
But if it's the same one way or the other?
Well, it's not the same one way or the other. And the figures show, and this was in the article that the Irish Times was kind enough to publish during the week, the figures show that cases that settle after litigation has been issued, so in circumstances where the victim has the opportunity to get independent expert legal advice, they settle at an increase of 60% in terms of compensation for pain and suffering, and a 500% increase in terms of compensation for financial loss. Now, they're obviously not the same cases, but these are the averages. And what the central bank figures show is that the average settlement or the average compensation is significantly higher if you issue proceedings and get the best of independent legal advice.
So the suggestion yesterday was that you get the same amount of money whichever route you go, but you get it quicker through the IRB than the courts. You're saying that is not necessarily the case.
That's clearly not the case at all.
Now, the process, when you think of the mind of the insurance company and they're trundling along the IRB, and it still takes 1 or 2 years in the IRB, and then suddenly proceedings are issued and they're looking at their own bills and, you know, if they're going to lose, and there's always a chance they might win, but by and large they will lose, they're looking to de-escalate their own bills by settling quickly. Is that the theory?
Well, it's not apparent that that is the case at all. In fact, the time it takes to resolve cases after litigation but by settlement, in other words, before going to court, is very similar to the time it takes to resolve after going to court. And what that suggests is that the insurance companies, in fact, will wait until the steps of court before they'll make an acceptable offer. What this is
Do we understand why that might be? Because, like you'd imagine, get it off the books quickly, let's sort it out and not escalate our own costs, because the longer it goes on, the higher their costs are going to be.
Well, no, because the longer it goes on, the more investment profit they can make on the premiums that they have received and haven't paid back in compensation awards. And although a substantial number, and indeed at this stage, the majority of cases are resolved through the Injuries Resolution Board, the majority of cases by value still go to litigation. And I think in the motor insurance business, for example, I think that's of the order of very nearly 75%. Mm. So 3/4 of cases by value go the litigation route. And what that means is that the longer those cases go on, the longer the insurance company are holding on to your premiums and not returning them to you. And they make investment profit on that money.
But the prospect of a big payout is what is maybe the reason to go to court, that there might be arguments. If someone, for example, is brain injured in a crash, you know, how long is a piece of string, even with the Book of Quantum?
Well, the phrase, the promise of a big payout, is a little bit pejorative. It's a question, really.
No, but I mean, if you've got a brain damaged sibling or father or
yes.
mother, whatever, you know, going to need a big payout.
You're going to need. And that's really what this debate is fundamentally about. It's about people needing the best of independent legal advice in a situation that they're really not competent to deal with themselves without that legal advice. And it's undoubtedly the case that over the last several years, the cost of compensation for those kind of catastrophic injuries cases has gone up. But that's for economic reasons, because if you have to provide a capital sum to provide for someone's care into the future in a low interest rate environment, that capital sum needs to be bigger. So that's just maths. But the average payout award, the average compensation for someone who has suffered injury in Ireland, has been pushed down by the lobbying of the insurance company.
So for someone listening this morning who may have had some sort of an injury in a motor accident or a personal injuries claim, they slipped on a wet floor or whatever, how do they decide whether to go the IRB, in your view, or go the litigation route?
Well, the answer, it seems to me, is pretty simple. This is a matter outside the ordinary experience of the citizen, the victim. You go to your local solicitor, you get advice from an experienced solicitor as to your particular situation and what you should do. And if necessary, they'll bring in an independent expert barrister to advise. And when you do that, and this is something I think that citizens instinctively understand, you see in your newspapers every day of the week, and I know you deal with these issues on your programme, people who have had a loved one who died in a hospital bed for reasons they don't understand, people who have a child they can't get into an educational institution, people whose employer has been forcing them to work in an unsafe working environment and they sustain an injury as a result. The ordinary citizen who finds themselves in a dispute with a powerful and well-resourced financial institution needs to have someone in their corner with the independent, the expertise and the commitment to fight for their rights. And that's what lawyers do. And what the insurance industry has sought to do over the past couple of decades is to convince people that they don't need that independent expert advice in their corner. And that's really the voice of the wolf in the sheepfold telling the flock, you don't need the shepherd. You can deal directly with the wolf.
Sean Guerin, Senior Counsel Chair of the Council of the Bar of Ireland, thank you very much for joining us in studio.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.